And you want to talk about burying the lead, Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. Let me just read this story from Channel 5. We touched on it briefly, but there's something new that's been added to the story that makes it rather unique. It's about the second break-in at Betty Ray's ice cream shop in the River Market. Channel 5 writes, one individual has been arrested following the second break-in of Betty Ray's River Market location in about a month. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department announced yesterday that law enforcement officials have made an arrest after Betty Ray's ice cream River Market location was broken into over the weekend. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's fine. Here is the press release that just came in from the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. Let me just read a portion of it.
Yes, please.
An Independence, Missouri man has been charged in connection with the early Sunday break-in at a River Market ice cream shop, which was captured on video, according to Gene Peters Baker. John Heckman faces burglary in the second degree, stealing, and property damage in the first degree. And then they go through how they tracked him down. He was he's from Independence, but he was taken into custody at a residence in Kansas City, Kansas.
Got in by throwing a rock through the window.
Right. Detectives interviewed the suspect, who told them he has already spent the money on dope and the casinos. Not kidding.
Okay.
The defendant is being held with no bond. But the real bury the lead is actually in the headline of this press release, which is not included in the body of the story in the press release. Independence man, 78 years old, charged in River Market burglary. 78. My mom is 78.
Times are tough. Got to get that dope. Sarcasm heavily intended.
Spent the money on dope and the casinos. Okay.
Curious, is Heckman common spelling?
Let's see. Heckman, yes, like heck and man.
I only ask because I find it hard to believe at age 78.
78, that's right.
That one would wake up and just launch a life of crime by targeting an ice cream shop called Betty Ray's.
In the River Market, where you're from Independence, but for whatever reason, staying in Kansas City, Kansas.
Well, the casinos are right down there, Scott.
Well, that's true. There's one.
They probably spotted him because he has distinct tattoos that were seen in the video.
That is exactly how they tracked him down.
And they were wondering why this man just walked in with $3,000 in cash to the casino, who has the same matching tattoos. Just a guess.
Okay.
78 years old. Well, I'll be darned.
Are we suggesting that there might be a criminal history here?
We definitely are not suggesting that, Sam.
We do not know.
Because we don't know that.
Okay.
But Dana does have an interesting point. Did Mr. Heckman allegedly just wake up one day and say, you know, I'm 78, my best years are behind me, and I think I'm going to go knock off an ice cream shop.
Pension's just not cutting it these days.
Pension's not buying the dope and not getting me some spins at the casino.
Here's the other thing, because all kidding aside, and none of this is funny about what's happening in Brookside and Waldo and River Market and all of those things. On the heels of the arrest after the second Betty Ray break-in, and do we know, is he accused of being responsible for one or both of those?
He's only known to be allegedly responsible and charged with the second one.
Okay. On the heels of that arrest, there was word overnight there were 5 additional business robberies in the River Market just last night.
Really?
Just last night.
I hadn't heard that.
And we have had people call into this program saying they know business owners that are staying the night in their business.
Yeah, in Westport.
In Westport. You know, what is going on in this town? And is it the same group of actors roving from, you know, entertainment district or business district to business district?
I don't know.
5 in one night on the heels of the Betty Ray's. I could assume that the 78-year-old was in custody at the time and has nothing to do with the other ones.
He was arrested on the 16th.
Okay.
According to Missouri CaseNet, and we have no confirmation that this is the specific John Heckman.
How many Heckmans, and
however,
how long is that list?
If you look at Missouri CaseNet under John Heckman for a guy who lives in Independence, Missouri. I don't think there's more than one John Heckman in Independence.
But we don't know.
But we don't know for sure. You're right. The list is 4 pages long.
Okay.
Dating back to 1997.
Okay.
again, no confirmation whatsoever or even a suggestion that this is the same.
Do you include your rap sheet on itsourtime.com?
Oh, pardon me. They date back as far as 1984.
I was going
to
say that.
They might date back to, like, prior to Kennedy's assassination, Sam.
We're perusing.
Well, I don't think it would have been old enough.
84 is the oldest date that I see.
At Kennedy's assassination, he would have been 19 or 18.
I'm just saying, there's a lot to unpeel there.
Stop your criming, people. To answer your question, Dana, I don't know what's going on.
Matlock to go watch or something?
You know, and let's be honest, because I can already hear it now, because we are an overly politicized nation and, for that matter, a city. Spare me the, it's because Gene Peters Baker isn't a tough enough prosecutor. They're doing these, they're breaking into stores in Platte County, in Johnson County, in Wyandotte County. It doesn't matter. These people are so dumb, they don't even know what county they're in. They don't care. It's not like the crimers are going, well, you know, I think we're going to break into something like, let's go to Jackson County. I heard Gene Peters Baker's light on crime. That's not happening.
They are not paying attention. If they were paying attention, there'd never be any crime in Platte.
Well, they do know. I was going to say, they do know not to go to Platte.
I don't know.
Well, they don't know that because one of those sunglass huts that one lady's charged with, and they're still looking for the three others, that was in Platte. People are dumb. Criminals are dumb. I've asked the Platte County prosecutor, Eric Zond, 1,000 times, why do people commit crime in your county? Because, I mean, you want to talk about a tough-on-crime guy. He's probably the most notorious for that. He is tough on crime. He doesn't play. And I've always argued, Dana, I know you've echoed it, or you've said it and I've echoed it, if I were to ever commit a crime in the Kansas City metropolitan area, the last place I would do it would be in Platte County. But people still commit crimes up there.
This guy is old enough, because I'm watching the video of him, the attempted break-in, that he can barely get the safe up and out through the door.
Yeah, because he's 78.
Well, and that's a business safe. I'm sure that thing is a few hundred pounds.
Oh, we have a mugshot. Hold, please.
Oh, please, let me see it. Hold, let me describe
please.
It.
Please. You know what?
Looks like Grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Nothing distinctive that we can make fun
of? No. No.
Let me see him.
Here we go. Hang on. See if it pops right. It was on the thumbnail. Where is it at? Nope, it's on the thumbnail. Reloop it and bring it back to you. He looks like Grandpa.
Hmm. Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.